Welcome to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey.
Built by Bar Lumber. Go where the builders go.
When it comes to big or small projects around the home, Tony and Corey have the know-how and the answers to make your life just a bit easier. Here they are, the hosts of Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show. Thanks for tuning in with us today. I'm your host, Corey Valdez, and
I'm your host, Tony Cookston.
Co-host.
That's funny. We always talk about who's the host and who's the co-host. I think it doesn't matter one way or the other, I guess. We're hosting. We're hosters.
I'm hostess. Wait a minute.
You've had enough hostess cupcakes, I guess we could call you hostess.
That's what I was getting after, but maybe that's hostess sounds bad.
It's so great to be on the radio again this week. It's beautiful outside. It's a gorgeous, sunny day this beautiful weekend, and it's a perfect opportunity to get out and work around your house and to improve your home. That's what this show is all about. You know, we're about coming on here and giving you ideas and thoughts and inspiration and motivation to go out and do something around your house that improves your quality of life and improves, hopefully, the resale value of your home, and also, you know, just keeps everything in good working order. We've said this a thousand times, and you can't say it enough. People own homes, and they feel like that their home should be maintenance-free.
Right. I don't know who started that idea, because, you know, when you buy a car, you don't just drive it until it blows up, right? I mean, you get the oil changed.
I think some people do, actually.
You wash it, you change the tires. But when you buy a house, literally people do that.
Yeah.
They live in it until the furnace blows up and says, why did that happen?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Or, I don't have any hot water today. Yeah. What is going on?
Yeah, so there's so many maintenance items that need to be done around your house on a regular basis in order to keep it the quality of home that it was when you bought it. Now, obviously, homes will age, and there's some things that you can't do, but there are so many things that you can do that extend the life of your home and keep it in a good working and running order, and those are important things. And we like to bring those things up to the forefront so you're thinking about it and always remembering that there's something to do. I mean, obviously, there's days that you don't, and a lot of those days fall during the winter months, but during the summer months when it's nice and warm outside, we have to be thinking about maintaining our home and doing the maintenance things. Obviously, mowing the lawn is something that's important to do. Replacing the filters in your furnace.
Furnace filters.
I mean, you know, obviously we replace light bulbs in our lights, because if you don't, then you can't
to
see.
To me, that's the only thing people do typically when they buy a house. They mow the grass, and they change the light bulbs, because what happens when a light bulb goes out? You're like, oh, it's dark.
Yeah, I
better put
see.
A new one in.
Yeah.
Or the lawn's getting so long, I can't walk through it.
Right. And you vacuum the carpet, but there's so many other things that need to be done regularly, and we address those things. So this is just some of the stuff that we do. We remind you about the things that need to be done. Hopefully, we remind you during the season that those types of things need to be getting done. And of course, this is the season where it's sunny and warm outside and everybody wants to be out in it.
Absolutely.
But you can't always be out in it playing. Sometimes you need to be out in it working. And the difficult thing about owning a home is that you work outside all day long and you don't get paid for it. But you have to see
it. Well, I get paid for it.
You have to see it as a benefit, because it retains the value of your home. And if you don't do that, then you're losing money.
Totally. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about all of those things, and we're going to be talking with Dave Schuster. He's our real estate junkie.
We'll be talking to him, having our market update.
Yeah, our weekly market update, and we'll also be talking to Todd Brenton with Brenton's Outdoor Adventure. He's going to be telling us what he's catching out on the rivers today.
That's right.
And then later in the show, we'll have Penelope Rose Miller.
That's right.
Not the actress, Penelope Ann Miller. I made that mistake last week.
Penelope Rose Miller, she is an organizer and a life coach. Her website is Organize Me Penelope, and she comes on with us regularly and gives us tips on organizing and organizing our lives as well as our spaces.
I think mostly it's your life. Because the reason your space is unorganized is because
Your life is
unorganized? Your life is unorganized.
I think that...
I don't know anything about that, but you could probably talk a lot about that, I imagine.
What, being disorganized? I think that her point about the whole thing is that they go hand in hand. If you can learn to organize your life, you can learn to organize your space, and vice versa.
Right.
You can learn to organize your space, you can learn to organize your wife, your life. That was a Freudian slip. Okay, but before we
get... Happy wife, happy life.
Before we get involved in any of that... We actually have some special guests on the radio here this morning, and they are they're standing outside the window, and they're looking at us, and they're going to come in here. We're going to talk to them. These are some boys from Troop 444.
444. I said 444, and he said it's 444.
Okay, Cub Scout Troop 444. So we're going to get some of these guys on the radio here and ask them some questions and see what we can get See what we can glean from them.
Who is the most shy?
The most, I would say, Marshall, not the most shy.
Are you the most shy, Marshall?
No.
So that's good.
Who's the oldest?
Jake.
Four. How old are you, Jake?
7.
You're 7. Who's the youngest?
Riley?
They're all looking at each other like thinking about Riley. Months.
No, Riley says he's not. Alex?
Maybe you gotta talk into the mic.
Yeah.
Tell everybody how old you are.
7.
You're 7. Well, Jake's 7.
So, apparently not.
And I am.
You're all 7, so you're all the same age.
Okay, there you go. So. Nobody's the youngest, nobody's the oldest.
So what are you all doing today? Talk into the mic.
Yeah, get close up.
We're getting to
radio station.
Talk on the radio station.
That's right. And you get to be. What do you earn today by doing this adventure?
We black bead.
Black bead.
Which then we can get our tiger badge.
A tiger badge.
That's awesome.
That's very exciting.
I'm looking at their uniforms right now, and I can see a lot of black beads, a lot of white beads, a lot of orange beads, and that means that these guys have done a lot of. These types of things, adventurous things, good deeds, those types of things. I was asking them earlier what types of good deeds they've done. They told me that they help around the house. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. They told me that, what else did you tell me? They
We build bird houses.
They build bird houses.
We picked out
archery.
We picked out leaves.
You got to talk into the mic. Nobody can hear you.
We did crayon rubbings.
Oh, pick crayon leaves. Rubbings.
Yep, they picked up leaves, they did some archery, built birdhouses, all kinds of things that are very exciting. You know, it's exciting to see these young kids learning real-life values young, right? I mean, obviously, parents teach life values, but I think that...
I think you said cheat life. Was that another Freudian
slip? No, absolutely not.
Cheat life values?
I did not say cheap.
Sounded like it.
I said achieve.
Oh, achieve.
Well, that was a good save. That was close. Well, we were very excited to have these guys on the radio. We might talk to them for another minute real quick when we come back. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors. Stay tuned.
Listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned. We've got some special guests in the studio with us today.
We do. We have Tiger Cubs, Troop 444, and we're talking to them about, you know, some of their aspirations and the things that they've been doing. So here's what I want to know. I want to talk a little bit about where they're going to go from here. So these young gentlemen are 7 years old, and they are Tiger Cubs. So what is the next step from Tiger Cub? What is the next step that you hope to achieve?
A wolf.
Okay, so they'll become a wolf after Tiger Cub, after they do so many things. And then after wolf comes?
Bear.
Bear, okay. And then after bear comes?
Weeblow,
and Weeblow is like the top level of Cub Scouting, okay? After you get Weeblo, then your next step, which is kind of like crossing a bridge over to
the river.
Well, what's on the other side?
Is
Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouting. And so then the journey really begins, because from Boy Scouting, you've got all this stuff you have to do before you can ultimately, in the very end, become a
boy.
Eagle Scout. I heard it in there. That's right. Eagle Scout. So there's a lot of stuff. You know, we were talking about all the things that they do and have to do in order to get, but it's they're driven, you know, they have this motivation to get to the finish line and become, you know, an Eagle Scout. And that's a long ways away. They were saying they'll probably be 12 before they get to be Boy Scouts, and probably be 17 or 18 before they get a chance to try to get their Eagle Scout. And that's no easy task. I had a very good friend that I went to school with, and he went for his Eagle Scout. And there is so much stuff involved in achieving that goal that a lot of Boy Scouts who wanted or hoped to or aspired to become an Eagle Scout didn't get there. For life gets in the way, I think. You get to the end of your high school years, and this is something that's important to you, but life gets in the way, and sometimes they don't ever get there. So I hope for all of you guys, that if that's a goal that you have, that ultimately you get there. And it's really great having you guys on the radio. Do you have any more questions for them?
I don't.
Well, it's great to have you guys in here. Thank you so much. I want all of you to gather around that mic and say goodbye to everybody who's listening. Go for it.
Goodbye!
All right, that's awesome.
So, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for being in here, you guys. That is Tiger Cub Scout Troop 444, and that was a lot of fun, so
have a good day.
Yeah.
All right. So what should we get to? What should we talk about today to inspire everybody to get outside and do something?
Yeah, I was talking to Corey. I'm like, so, you know, what are we going to talk about? He says, I think we need to have an a la carte show. And I, you know, it sounded like food to me, so I figured that sounds great. I think a la carte, and I think food, and I'm definitely into that. But he's thinking more like, let's cover a range of things. We're going to have a few interviews today, of course, and we're going to cover the things that we always cover. But instead of having a project show where we talk about just one thing most of the show, let's talk about a lot of different things. You know, we've covered so many different things over the weeks and months and years. But this is a show of just of a lot of different things that we know need to be done. Like the first thing I mentioned, regular maintenance around your house that just gets missed. The number one thing in my mind that I always forget to do, if you've got a furnace in your home and not space heating, if you've got a furnace in your home, the filters have to be changed. How often would you say? I mean, I know it depends, but...
Well, in the winter when you're running it, you know, and it also depends, I have to say this, it depends on how new your furnace is, what type of filter you have in there, and then also how efficient that thing is. So if it's running a lot,
mm-hmm.
then you have to change it more often.
Right.
And if you're bringing in fresh air and your house is cleaner, you're not absorbing as much dust and pollen, because in an older home, you're sucking it out of the garage, you're sucking that air out of the crawl space,
mm-hmm.
which will eventually end up in that furnace filter.
Right.
My old house was a very inefficient furnace. I had very inefficient walls. So my furnace ran all the time.
Right.
And the house was very dusty. Always, always, always dusty. I mean, I consider ourselves very clean people. And we dusted all the time.
Yeah.
So
what is that? You dusted all the time. But did you collect the dust or did you just wipe it away?
Well, you just wipe it away.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm kidding. No, yeah, no.
Lot of people do just wipe it away. They go through with a feather duster, right? Or one of those really long, you know.
Well, those things are magnetically charged, so it sucks it into it. And I learned this tip or this trick where if you've got one of those long things that, you know, you spin them, you put them between your hands like you're rolling dough, and you spin them. And when you spin them really fast, all that stuff, it creates an electric charge inside that duster. So when you're dusting things, all the dust gets sucked up into that. Well, how do you clean it? You don't just throw it in the washer. So here's what you do. You take your vacuum cleaner, and you put it down over into the tube of the vacuum cleaner.
The hose.
Yeah, the hose. And it sucks all that dust off.
Nice.
It's really cool.
That is cool. I've never actually done that.
Yeah, no, it works fantastic. So then that thing comes out. By the time you pull it back out, it's brand new, fresh, and clean. So that's what we would do. But we were dusting all the time.
Right.
Which, in turn, would translate to the furnace filter being...
Dirty. Right.
I mean, I put a new furnace filter in there every 4 weeks. And I'm not joking. You actually called me a liar.
Well, I
said, I change my furnace filter every month. And you said, no, you don't. I said, yes, I do. And then you said, no, you don't.
That's because I think to myself that that's... I just cannot imagine having...
You don't have a furnace.
I don't
have
a furnace. You're right. But
cadet heaters.
But even so, I have owned a home with a furnace, and there's no way that I replaced my furnace that often. I just didn't. So I remember thinking to myself, that's crazy. But a responsible person is changing their filter a lot. You also mentioned that there's different types of filters. There's HEPA filters,
yeah.
Right? And HEPA filters are way denser. They catch more materials.
Down to the micron.
Right, down to the micron. So those types of filters will get fuller faster and have to be changed more often just because
well,
of the type
typically,
of filter that it is.
Typically, in a HEPA filter situation, you would have pre-filters. So there's larger particles. So typically when it gets to that HEPA, it's already filtered out the large particles. So your HEPA filters, you shouldn't have to change all that often because they're very expensive, for one.
Right.
And you wouldn't have a HEPA filter, I don't think, on a furnace.
I think they have them.
I'm sure they do, but...
That's good for allergens, right?
Very, very good for allergens,
yeah.
Because they are so fine, but it takes a lot of air to move...
Past it. Right.
So, anyway, that being said, like my old house, what I was getting at is my furnace filter was inside the wall... Right when you walked inside the door.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it was. You could see it. So when it turned black, you knew it was time to change it.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
They've got it tucked away in the garage, you know, back in the corner. How often do you go out there and pull your furnace filter and look at it?
Probably not often enough.
Not exactly.
Which
not
is exactly why we're mentioning this today. So that is one very important thing. If you don't change your filters often, then the stuff that's supposed to be getting caught and not in your lungs is not being stopped at the filter because the filter is not efficient now because it's full of stuff.
So, absolutely.
I mean, you know, it's like the vacuum cleaner.
I just want to say something real quick. Dylan Bereshon told us to stop fooling around.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks, Dylan.
It's like your vacuum, right? Your vacuum bag only holds so much, and then you have to change it.
Right.
I really wish that there was...
An alarm that would go off?
Well, yeah, something that would say, your furnace does not work anymore. Why doesn't your furnace work? Oh, because I need to replace the filter. If your furnace just stopped working every time your filter was full, you would change your filter a lot more often. You know, I had a generator, and it was a Honda generator. And the Honda generator, you know, if you run a generator without oil or with low oil or whatever, will damage it very quickly.
Absolutely.
So it's very important to change the oil in your generator. I mean, and generators sit. Right, you don't use it maybe for a year or 2 years, a long time, and then you know, you just don't think about that kind of stuff. This generator, if you didn't replace the oil, it wouldn't start.
Well, I'll tell you what, maybe Honda needs to make furnaces.
It's a good idea.
Hang in there. We're gonna be telling you some more stuff you should be doing around your house right now. You're listening to the Weekend Warriors, Tony and Corey.